Mesechet Bava Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shor Shahar Yoreidev Acher Shor Acher Behuzak. If somebody's shore was chasing somebody else's shore, and the shore was damaged, Zeimer Shorcha Hizik V'Zeimer Loki Ella Basela Laka. The Nizik, the one who had his shore damaged, claimed that his shore was damaged by the other shore, and therefore the owner of the other shore must pay for the damages. And the owner of the other shore denies it. He says that the shore was damaged by a rock, not by his shore. Hamaisi mechabero olav araya. If the nizik wants to collect from the mazik, he must bring araya. He must bring edim that saw the hezek. Even if the nizik kind of buried, he claims that he is positive that his shore was damaged by the other shore, and the mazik kind of shema. The mazik says he is unsure, but it's possible that his shore did not damage the other shore. Still, the mazik is putter. Even if there are edim that witness that the mazik shore was chasing the nizik shore, still the mazik is putter, since the edim did not see the actual heaven. Hayu shnayim roitzim achar echad. If two people had their shores chasing at the same time somebody else's shore, zeim eshorcha hizik, v'zeim eshorcha hizik, shneim turim. And one of the shores damaged the other person's shore, and we do not know which one. Each one of the two people claimed it was the other person's shore that damaged the shore. Both of them are putter, since we do not know which one of the shores damaged the other person's shore. Both of the people are putter. Then how you shneim, so each echad shneim chayav. But if the two shores that were chasing the other person's shore belong to the same person, then they are both chayav. Meaning, if both shores are still around, then the nizik can collect from the mazik. As we are talking about over here, where the two shores are a tam, and the din is a tam pays chesi nizik megufo, the nizik can collect only from the actual shore that caused the damages. So therefore, if both of the shores are still around, then the nizik can collect from one of the two shores, since both of the shores belong to the same person, and one of these two shores definitely was mazik his shore. But if one of the shores is missing, then the nizik cannot collect at all, since the mazik can say, this is not the shore that damaged your shore, it was the other shore that damaged your shore, and that other shore is not around, and a nizik can only collect from the guf hashore, from the actual shore, and therefore the mazik would be puffed. Haya achad gadol, the achad katan, hanizik goymer gadol hizik, v'hamazik goymer loki, ela katan hizik. If somebody has his two shores chasing somebody else's shore, and one of the two shores damaged the other person's shore, and both of these shores that were chasing the other person's shore is a tam, the nizik claims it was a bigger shore that damaged his shore, as since a tam pays only chesi nizik megufo from the shore itself, and the smaller shore is not worth the full chesi nizik, so therefore the nizik wants to collect from the bigger shore, which is worth the chesi nizik, and the mazik claims that it was the smaller shore that damaged the other person's shore, and the nizik can only collect from the smaller shore. Or echad tam, the echad mu'ud, if the two shores that were chasing the other person's shore and damaged the other person's shore, one of them is a tam and one of them is a mu'ud, hanizik oimer mu'ud hizik, v'hamazik oimer loki ela tam hizik. The nizik says it was a mu'ud that damaged his shore, and therefore the mazik must pay nezik shalem. And the mazik claims it was the tam that damaged the other person's shore, and therefore he only has to pay chesi nezik megufo hamaytzi mechabero olav araya. If the nizik wants to collect from the bigger shore in the first case, or nezik shalem in the second case, he must bring araya. He must bring edim that saw the actual hezek, and therefore the mazik in this case would be putter entirely, even though the mazik admits in both cases that one of his shores damaged the other person's shore. They're only arguing about which sore caused the damages. Even so, the Mavik in this case does not have to pay at all, as we have a clout. Torno, Skeetim, Behodolo, Besorim, Patu. If somebody claims that another person owes him wheat and the other person denies it and admits to owing him barley instead, the person is Patu from paying even the barley, since the other person is not claiming that he is owed barley. He is claiming he is owed wheat. So too, in this case, what the person is claiming is not the same thing as what the Mazik is admitting to, as the Nizik wants to collect from the bigger shore in the first case, and Nezik Shalim in the second case, and the Mazik is denying this, is admitting to something else. In the first case, he is admitting that it was the smaller shore that caused the damages. In the second case, he is admitting that it was the time that caused the damages. This is not the same thing as what the Nizik is claiming from him, and therefore he doesn't have to pay anything at all. Hayu hanizaykin shnayim, echad gadol, ve'echad katan, v'hamazikin shnayim, echad gadol, ve'echad katan. If somebody has two shorts that were chasing the two shorts that belong to somebody else, and the two shorts damage the other person's two shores, one of the shores is a larger size shore and the other one is a smaller size shore, and the two shores that were damaged, also one was bigger than the other. Hanizik Aymer, Gadol Hizik, Esa Gadol V'Katan, Esa Katan, V'Hamazik Aymer Loki, Ela Katan Esa Gadol, V'Gadol Esa Katan. Both of these shores that caused the damages were Tom, and pay only Chesi Nezik Negufo. The person who had his shores damaged claims that the bigger shore damaged his bigger shore and the smaller shore damaged his smaller shore. As we are talking about in a case where the smaller shore was not worth the Chesi Nezik that was caused to the bigger shore of the Nezik, and he could only collect from the actual shore. So if the smaller shore of the Mazik damaged the bigger shore of the Nizik, he would only collect the value of the smaller shore, which is less than Chesi Nezik. So therefore, the Nizik claims the bigger shore damaged his bigger shore and the smaller shore damaged his smaller shore. In this case, he would collect all the Chesi Nezik, since the bigger shore is worth the Chesi Nezik that was caused to his bigger shore. And the Mazik says, no, Hamazik Omer Loki Elakata is a Gadol, but Gadol is a Kata. That the smaller shore damaged the bigger shore of the Nizik, and his bigger shore damaged the smaller shore of the Nizik. Echad Tam, the Echad Mu'ad. If somebody's two shores damaged somebody else's two shores, and one of the shores that caused the damages is a Tam, and the other shore that caused the damages is a Mu'ad, Hanizik Oymer Mu'ad Hizik is a Gadol, the Tam is a Kata. The Nizik says the Mu'ad is the one that damaged his bigger shore, and the Tom is the one that damaged his smaller shore. Again, in this case, the smaller shore of the Mazik is not worth the Chesi Nezik that was caused to the bigger shore of the Nizik, so therefore he claims that it was the Muad that damaged his bigger shore, and he would collect Nezik Shalim, and it was the Tom that damaged his smaller shore, and he would collect Chesi Nezik, since the Tom is worth the value of the Chesi Nezik to the katan. Bahamazik oy meloki elatam et agaro umuad et akatan hamaiti mechavero all of a right. And the Mazik says no, it was the tam that damaged the bigger shore of the Nizik, and that tam is not worth the full Chesi Nezik, and he would collect only the value of that tam. And it was the muad that damaged the smaller shore of the Nizik, hamaiti mechavero all of a right. If the Nizik wants to collect from the Mazik, he must bring Adam that saw the Hezek, and if he cannot find Adam that saw the Hezek, the Mazik would not have to pay anything at all. As we said, Tarno, Chitim, Behodolo, Besorim, Pater. And in this case, what the Nizik is claiming from the Mazik is not the same as what the Mazik is admitting to the Nizik, so therefore the Mazik would not have to pay anything at all. Mesachus Bava Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. A short time that gored four or five shvarim, one after the other, and it remained the time throughout. Now, even though after a short time gored three times, it becomes a mu'ud and pays nezek shalom. So how do the remaining time after it gored four or five times? The answer is that after it gored two shvarim, it then saw three shvarim without goring them, so therefore it reverted back as if it has not gored at all, and then it gored two or three more shvarim, so it has remained a time throughout all the damages that it caused, and it pays cheti nezek megufo, pays half of the damages that it's caused from the guf hashor, the nezek collects from the actual shor. Now, if the actual shor is not worth the value of all the damages that it caused, yishalem la'achron shebehem. The last person who had his shor damaged, he would be the one to collect his cheti nezek from the guf hashor. The imyesh bo moser yachzer lishofanav. If the shor is worth more than the cheti nezek of the last person who had his shor damaged, then the one who was damaged before him would collect his damages from whatever is left from the shor. The imyesh bo moser yachzer lishofanav funav. And if there's still something left from the value of the shor after the final two people who had their shor damage collected, then the one that was damaged before him would collect. V'achron achron nisker divri Rabbi Meir. The one who had his shor damage last, he would be the one to collect his damages, and if he collected his damages, then the one before him would collect according to Rabbi Meir. Now, why is it that the one who was damaged last is the one to collect his damages? The answer is, we are talking about over here, after each time the shor caused damage to somebody's shor, the person who had his shor damaged grabbed the shor as collateral for the payment of his damages, even though the shor was worth more than the cheti nezek of the damages that was caused to his shor. He took the shor as collateral, and then he became a shomer for the shor since the shor was in his possession. And when the shor went ahead and damaged while the shor was in his possession, he is the one that is responsible for the damages that were caused. So he lost the nizakin that he would have collected from the shor. So therefore, the last person that was damaged is the one to collect. Now, the balam, the original balam, that after his shor damaged somebody else's shor, only has to pay cheti nezek. So therefore, if the shor was worth more than the cheti nezek that it caused after the first time it damaged, so the balam still have a chelek in this shore, the original bomb don't lose this chelek even after it damaged all these times. And since after each time it damaged, the nizik grabbed the shore and became a shomer on it, so the balam is not responsible for the damages that was caused, and he retains whatever chelek of the shore was his after it damaged the first time. So that which it says that the last one collects and then the one before him collects if there's something left from the shore, that does not include the chelek that the balam has in the shor. The balam does not lose his chelek that he had in the shor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shor shava mesayin, sanagach shor shava mesayin, ve'en anevela yafeklum, zen neitoman eh, v'zen neitoman. Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Meir. He said, if a shor that was worth 200 zuz gores another shor that is also worth 200 zuz, and the carcass is not worth anything, so then each one of them takes the money, takes half of the shor, the nizik collects his cheti nezek from the shor, so now he is a shutef, he is a partner with the original balam in the shor, each one of them owns half of the shor. Chazav v'nagach shor achar shava mesayim. If after the shor damaged the first person's shor, it went ahead and damaged somebody else's shor that was also worth 200 zuz, ha'achron noto mana u'shelefanav zen noto chamishim zuz v'zen noto chamishim zuz. The last person who had his shor damaged takes his cheti nezek from the shor, which is 100 zuz, and the first two people who were shutfim, were partners in the shor, now only have 50 zuz in the shor, one quarter of the shor, as each one of them is responsible for the damages that is caused. So each one of them lost half of what they had in the shore, and now each one of them only has a quarter of the shore. Now Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tana Kama Rabbi Meir, who says that the original Balaam does not lose whatever chelek he has in the shore, the damages only have to be paid from the chelik that the nizik has in the shor. Since the nizik grabbed the shor, he becomes a shamer on it, and he is solely responsible for the damages that is caused. Rabbi Shimon argues, he says, that even though the nizik grabbed the shor and was holding on to it, still he is just a shutuf together with the original bound. So when it damages again, he has to share in the damages that it caused together with the nizik. Chazav and Nagach Shor Acher Shava Messiah. Ha'achro noto mana u'shalafanav chamishim zuz u'shnayim harishonim diner zuz. If the shor damages a third time another shor that is worth 200 zuz, so the last person who had his shor damaged collects chetzi nezek from the shor, which is 100 zuz, and each one of the first three people lose half of what they had until now, so therefore the original balim lose half of their 50 and take diner zuz. Each one of them has 25 zuz, both the nizik, rishon, and the original balim. And the second person who was damaged, who had half of the shor a mana, he loses half of that mana and now only has chamishim zuz in the shor. And since the first three people are all shutzim in the shor, each one of them has to share in the damages that is caused and loses chetzi nezek of what they had in the shor. And the last person who was damaged takes a mana, which is a chetzi nezek of his shor that was worth Messiah.